this route. Could we know sometimes people come home in the summer. The man is schwitzing away. A very hot day. It's Rashi Chaim. It was a very hot day today. A person that gets some cold water, even if it's mamish water that you had soaking there, the flax, still you wash yourself in it. As even though it's dirty water, sometimes you wash yourself off. That's very good in the winter, in the summer, when it's hot, so you're very sweating away. So then you wash yourself off even with dirty water. What do you say in the winter? In the winter it's nice and cold outside. Nobody takes a shower outside, especially in dirty water. So what do you say there? There, if you go to the dirty mikvah on Yom Tov or Shabbos, everybody knows you're going clearly to the mikvah. So it looks like you're going to fix yourself up. That should be awesome. The rabbanim should pick him on it. Sometimes even in the winter, you come home from the fields. Meluch loch betit, you're all dirty, full of dirt on you have on you. Ovitzoy, you have schmutz on you. Ve'roichet afilu b'yemei geshamim. And you wash yourself off with any water, even with dirty water. Have you getting the schmutz, the dirt off your hands, off your body. So therefore, the kids, any type of washing you do, a person doesn't look like you're going to the mikvah. It looks like you're taking off the dirt you have on you. Therefore, it's mutter. So Mara says, Teinach b'shabbos. This is very good on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. Why going to the mikvah on Yom Tov HaShabbos, it doesn't look like you're going to be misaking yourself. It looks just like the people, you're going to clean yourself. What do you say about Yom Kippur? Hey, so on Yom Kippur also, I said mikvah adin, you're allowed to go to the mikvah. So here, how can you go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur? Hovade mucha milsa the tefillah miskavin, for like a maker. On Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to wash yourself off. So now, if you go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, it looks clearly you're going to the mikvah to matar yourself. So why isn't it also on Yom Kippur? So my Rav answers like this. Miyika midi, is there anything? The vishab is shari of Yom Kippur osur. There's no such issa malacha that we know. Malacha is, lamates malacha is, it's more chomer on Shabbos than Yom Kippur. On Shabbos, if you do a malacha, yechayiv skila. On Yom Kippur, if you do a malacha, soni yechayiv misa b'day shemayim. There's no chayiv skila. Therefore, Shabbos is more chomer. So therefore, there's no such issa malacha that applies to Yom Kippur that does not apply to Shabbos. So since on Shabbos you are allowed to go to the mikvah, the Rabbanu were not geyser on Shabbos. You're allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. The Rabbanu were not geyser on Yom Kippur either to go to the mikvah. Has al the din of rechitz on Yom Kippur itself, like some sheet is also midiraisam, but al Yom Kippur it's only also rechitz shotainim, washing yourself something you're enjoying. Mashenkin, to go to the mikvah, mikvah din is mutter in Yom Kippur. Because since it's not for your own pleasure, it's only to become tor, therefore you're allowed to. It's mana gemara, you're allowed to. Now we don't go though. So Mela, since on Shabbos you are allowed to go to the mikvah, the Rabbanu will not ask you on Yom Kippur. Ella, the svar is, hoy, you love Shabbos shari, since on Shabbos you're allowed to go to the mikvah. Because on Shabbos it doesn't look like you're fixing up your body. It looks like you're still washing yourself off. Via makippa nami shari. Therefore, in Yom Kippur also, you're allowed to go to the mikvah, because Yom Kippur can't be more chomer than Shabbos. For at the Gemara, mi yisle l'rabba hoyil, like this whole Teres now is according to Rabba. Is it true, does Rabba hold this rabba hoyil? As Rabba said, the reason why you can't go to the mikvah, kelim, because it's nearer kemasakin. So the question is then, a person, you have to say, is not nearer kemasakin. But the question is, on Yom Kippur, why is it mutter? You have to say, it's rabba hoyil. Hoyil, since, means since. Since on Shabbos you're allowed to, therefore you're also allowed to do it on Yom Kippur. For the Gemara does rubber hole from the Svar of Hoyle. For your Tanam, we learned like this. Ha choshesh b'shinot. Somebody has a nice big toothache. His tooth is bothering him. Lo yigameyo ben esachoymis. You're not allowed to, like gargle, rinse your mouth with vinegar. Because that's called a refuah. That's the medicine. It takes away the pain. You're not allowed to make do refuah on Shabbos. Avo matvalu kedarkoi, but you're allowed to dip your bread into the vinegar, the imnisrap and srap and eat the bread, and now if you get healed up, you get healed up. Because now it doesn't look like you're doing a mishum refuah to heal yourself, it looks like eating bread and vinegar that you're allowed to do. But just to swallow it the way to put the vinegar in your mouth, that's awesome. Or reminu Allah, this I ask the question, it says, lo yigameyu apoilet, you're not allowed to put the vinegar in your mouth and spit it out. Because by spitting it out, then it looks clearly you're only doing it for a fool. Like you're not taking it to drink it, like that what are you spitting it out for? Since you're spitting it out, it's mashma, you only want to rinse your mouth with it to take away the pain. But you're allowed to put it into your mouth and then swallow it. Swallow it is mutter. That's a stira. The first part of the price is mashma lo yiga meya ben. You're not allowed to swallow it even. And here it's mashma, swallowing it is mutter. It's only you're not allowed to just gargle like and spit it out. But to swallow it's mutter. For Yom Rabbi, Rabbi is like this. Kitanan nami masnisin. That the Mishnah, first Mishnah said it's also, you can't take this vinegar on Shabbos with, for a toothache. Migameyo poilet. This also only means to take it and spit it out. If you take it in your mouth and then spit it out, then it looks clearly the only purpose was for refuah to heal you. And that's also to do on Yom Tov. But if your purpose is to swallow it, that's all right. Now, Tanan learned like this. For Rova, Rova says no. Afilu taimu megameyo boileya, even if you want to say, we're talking about where you're swallowing it, so chrotestiro. Our Mishnah says, you're not allowed to swallow it.
Yeah, 1 second. No.
Is it brother or not? Filo tell me gamaya, but even though no, it's talking about even swallowing it. For like cash, so there's no question here. Can koydim tibul, can liyacha tibul. It depends if you finish eating or not. Rashi says koydim kibul. Rashi says koydim achila. Before you started to have your meal, migameyo baleya, then you could take the vinegar and swallow it. Because at the beginning of the meal, if you're taking your vinegar, it looks like you're doing it to make to open up your stomach like an hors d'oeuvres to for an entree to make you eat better. If you already finished your meal, v'tovav maichol b'chaimitz, and now you dip your food into chaimitz. The mucha milsad lav chaimitz boy lemitam elu mishur mefuah. Yeah, but so therefore, if you finish eating now, if you eat this vinegar, it looks clearly. What's the purpose of eating vinegar now? Nobody likes vinegar after the meal, so it looks clearly you're only doing it to, for refuah. So that's why it's awesome. So that was Rabbi's Terence. There's a difference if you're doing it before the meal or you're doing it after the meal. Before the meal, you can't take this vinegar. Then it before the meal, it's allowed because then it looks like you start eating it. But after the meal, then it looks clearly you're doing it for a refuah, for healing yourself, then it's awesome. Now the question is, v'yimis, if you want to tell me, Rav Holdus, Rav Hoyol, since, Neymar, let's say like this, Hoyol koydim titibul, Shari, since before you start to eat the meal, you are allowed to take this vinegar and swallow it down, then we say it's only called an achila, you're eating it, you're drinking it. So once you say there's a time that you're allowed to eat this vinegar, lechura liyacha tibul namishari, even after you've finished eating, it should also be mutter to do it. As if you tell me a svar of hoyel, since it's mutter here, it should be mutter there, just like you're saying by Yom Kippur, that since it's mutter on Shabbos, therefore it's allowed to do it on Yom Kippur, a svar of hoyel, so therefore here also should be a hoyel, since there is a time that you're allowed to drink this vinegar before the meal, lechura should be allowed to do it after the meal also. So Marin says, "Hode be rova mehi." And the chlami rova taka was chayzer. So Drash, "Hode be rova mehi." The chaimitz. He was chayzer from the terrace he said about vinegar. Or shniya kabaya. And he answered it like Abaya said before that there's no gzera. Mashenkin v'yezud it tefilah diyistle hoyel omal liyacha chazara. And that the rova before said that the reason why Yom Kippur you're allowed to go to the mikvah because they say the svarab hoyel. That rova said later. In other words, really rova does hold the svarab hoyel. Therefore, Rava can't answer here that the difference between vinegar is before the meal and once after the meal, because then I would say hoyel, since there's a time you're allowed to eat the vinegar before the meal, it should be mutter even after the meal. Therefore, the only teretz is that one case talking about where you're spitting it out, and one case talking about where you're swallowing it down. Fred Gemara Mimayi, he hodebe, how do you know Rava was chayzer from there? Dilma meho hodebe, maybe was chayzer from the din of Yom Kippur. Maybe does know from hoyel, maybe holds you're not allowed to be table on Yom Kippur. The Moloi Sakotaitis, that can't be. The Tani will learn clearly. Kol Chai Veit Filus. Anybody that Mikra Dina has the Chia to go to the Mikvah today is Toivlan Kedaka, they're allowed to go to the Mikvah. Bein B'Tishabov, Bein B'Yom Kippur. Even on Tishabov, even on Yom Kippur. That's Fila Bizmano, they're allowed to go in Isha Nidah. Bizmana Gemara, when it used to be table also Din Diraiso, when it used to be table on the seventh day, that's a tefillah of Bizmana, so you're allowed to do it even on Yom Kippur, even on Yom Tisha B'Avosom. But Bizman is there, we don't do it anymore. Bizmano, we do it much later, because we have the Chokis Midi Rabbonin. Therefore, Bizman is there, there's no Chiyah Tefillah. Therefore, when it can't be Tevil on Yom Kippur or on Tisha B'Av. But Kol Pora Mikra, then it says you're allowed to. So you have to say Rav agrees to this then also. So Avada Rav holds this for Rav Hoyle. Since you're allowed to be Tevil on Shabbos, the Rabbonin do not want to make the Xer on Yom Kippur. So therefore, by eating the Chaymis, it has to be the same way also. If you would be allowed to eat the chaymis before the meal, you would be allowed to eat it after the meal also. So how does Rav answer this theory when the price is? He has to answer Rav like Abaye said, that the price that says it's mutter is talking about is somehow swallowing it. If you swallow, then it's mutter. The price that says it's also that's talking about spitting it out. When you're spitting it out, then everybody says clearly you're only doing it the shame refuah, not for the purpose of eating it. Right. The Mishnah both by Shem and Basil agree that if you have this water that's tomei in a kli, you're allowed to put the kli in the mikvah to make a shaka that the water should touch the mikvah water. My avolei matfilin. What does the Mishnah say though? But you can't be tovah, you can't put mashma the kli into the mikvah. Omar Shmuel ain matfilin as a kli agav name of letairoi biyomtiv. That means in the case that the kli, the pitcher, would also be tomei. Even though now you want to put the water into the mikvah, so I would think that once you're allowed to be table the water, maybe you could also be table the kli, kamashvila, no. That's what the Mishnah says, you're only allowed to take a kli that's tohor, a kli made out of stone. Mashenka, a kli made out of wood that's tamei, you're not allowed to now put the water and make hashaka with the water, since agav you being metire the kli. You're not allowed to be table kalim on yomtif. Versus mani masnitsin. Who does our Mishnah go like? Le Rebbe of Le Rabbonin, not like Rebbe, not like Rabbonin. The Tanya will learn like this. Ein matfilin es akli agabe meim of letairoi. You're not allowed to be toivel kelim. Now here the pitcher is tomei. You can't be toivel the pitcher. Agav, the water inside is also tomei. V'ein mashikin es samayim b'kliyav letairon. And here the bright says you can't even put the water into the mikvah. You can't make hashakar either. Divrei Rebbe, that's what Rebbe says. So Chur, that's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says you are allowed to make Hashaka. When the water is Tamei, you could immerse the water into the mikvah to make the water touch the mikvah water. And here Rebbe says even that much is also. So our Mishnah can't go like Rebbe. The Chachamim say though, Matvilin, you are allowed to be Toivel Kli, you're allowed to put this Kli in the mikvah, Agav, name of Latayroi. Even if the Kli is Tamei, you have a wooden Kli that's Tamei. Now if you have the water inside that says Tomei, you're allowed to put everything here into the mikvah. So you are allowed to be table the kli. Umashikin as samayim the kli yevon the tyrant. And this chur is pshita. And you're allowed to put the water and make hashaka with the kli. So the chura, mani, who does our Mishnah go like? E Rebbe, if our Mishnah goes like Rebbe, kash hashaka. Rebbe says you can't make hashaka on Yom Tov for Shabbos. And our Mishnah says clearly, Bishavin, you are allowed to make hashaka with the water alone if the water is in the kli that's tohor. It's only the water that's tamei. You are allowed to make hashaka. And here Rabbi says even that much is also. E Rabbonin, if our Mishnah goes at the Rabbonin, kashat follow. The Rabbonin say you're allowed to even be table a kli that's tamei. If you have a wooden kli that's tamei, and now if inside you have water that's tamei, nigo you're allowed to be make hashaka with the water. You're also allowed to be table the kli also. And now Mishnah says clearly not like that. So who does our Mishnah go like? Our Mishnah can't go like Rebbe. Our Mishnah can't go like the Rabbanan. So Gemara says, boy is same Rebbe, boy is same Rabbanan. I'll tell you no. Our Mishnah could go like either one of them. I'll give you an answer. Could go like Rebbe, could go like Rabbanan. Boy is same if you want to say, I'll tell you Rebbe. Reisha de Braisa be Yomtif. The Reisha of our Braisa here that says you're allowed to be Toivel. Even the Kalim. No. I mean, Rebbe's bright like this. That's aim at the kli agabi meimov. That's what it says. You can't be toivel the kli. That's talking about yomtiv. So Rebbe, ratio the bright of yomtiv. That's the ratio of Rebbe's bright. It says that you can't be toivel the kli, but the water, yes, that's talking about yomtiv. The sefer, that the sefer Rebbe said, you can't even make hashaka, you can't even be table the water, even though the kli is tor, and that's not like our Mishnah, I tell you, the Shabbos. There, Rebbe is talking about on Shabbos. To me, there's no fear with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about on Yom Tov. The kula must need some Yom Tov. Our Mishnah is talking about on Yom Tov. So it comes out like this, on Yom Tov, you're allowed to be table the water. If the water itself is tamein and a kli that's tor, you can make hashaka. You can take this kli now and put it into the water mikvah that the waters touch. That's mutter on yomtiv. But on Shabbos, like Rebbe says, even that much is awesome. Mashenken on yomtiv, what's mutter? It's only mutter on yomtiv to be tayvul, make hashaka in the water. But if the kli is tamein, there's no way to be tayvul the kelim on yomtiv. So it could be our Mishnah comes out good like Rebbe. The voice same another heretic against you. The voice same Rabbanim. Our Mishnah goes at Rabbanim.